This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Question for today: who was the most important mentor in your life, and what did they teach you? We've had a bit of a chat about it so far here in the studio. We're asking you to give us some feedback. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let us know throughout the final talk set. We've got about 10 minutes left if you want to contribute. But what we'll do, we'll move. Have you got a WhatsApp message?
Yeah, so very quickly. Eugene Tseng says he has a few, but I think I had great mentors in life, two in specific. In college, Miss Lu Yi. Knowing I was quite emotional and temperamental, she was always watching over me and teaching me how to be a better person and a good leader. She gave me really good and very deep advices for life. And when she left for her work in London, I thought I wouldn't be able to find a mentor as such. But I was blessed when I was introduced to Paul Leong, someone who's well-versed in team building events and helped me out and still gives me great advices regarding life, business, and self-development, similar to Lu Yi's. But honestly, I met a lot of great people and mentors along the way. So I guess it's a good time for you to send a message to them and just say thanks and let's catch up. And, you know, it's been a while, right? So we all should do that. Also, Ni sent in a WhatsApp message, and I really like this one. The biggest mentor, pointing at BFM, saying biggest fund mentor. So are the biggest fund mentor.
So, cute.
So cool.
Keep them coming in.
Thank you.
We're now going to talk to you about, Arvind is going to talk to you about our future mentors.
Which could be AI, which could be like artificially intelligent.
So you're taking out the human element of these wonderful people. Michelangelo is no longer relevant.
Maybe, kind of. But you could have like an AI Michelangelo teach you about stuff that Michelangelo cannot.
Like
sculpting.
Okay.
You know, for instance. So there's this article that came out from e-learning industry that was sort of like echoed by an article on Microsoft. And they say that using AI mentors or artificially intelligent mentors could go back to the way of learning before we go to school, which they call organic learning. Because they say that before we go to school, most of our lives, we learn specifically what we need to achieve our goals. So we attempt something new when we are motivated to do so. That's how it's been up to the point where we get to primary school. Mm. So when we're kids, we start learning things when we are interested in that thing. But when we sort of get into school, right? So the organic way of learning continues throughout our lives, except when we start getting into class, because schools were designed to rapidly teach large groups of people to meet the demands of the industrial age. And we are expected to learn on a set deadline, and it is a difficult way of learning. So they argue that the formal education system is not organic. And the way that we judge students on their ability to excel in the system is based on the system itself. So it doesn't take into account their individual abilities or their skill to their specific skills or their soft skills, hard skills, and the ability to be productive in different areas. So we just give them one system and one syllabus, and then we tell them to pick up on that specific system and syllabus. Mm. And if they fail, then we judge them based on that same system. And if they succeed, it says that to succeed in schools means that we have learned how to succeed in school.
Right.
Specifically.
Right.
What can happen is, they say that with AI coming into the mentorship sort of like sphere, if we had AI mentors, it'll accompany us on our phones, on our tablets, on our computers. It'll help us choose what we should learn to reach a goal. They'll be there when we need them, whether on a job or at home, and we will get exactly the information we need when we need it. So, in a nutshell, AI will deliver individualized education in an economically viable package that will flip education and put learning back in the hands of the students. Meaning that if we had AI mentors, and we would have an organic way of learning. So we could go to, let's say we are at work and we want to pick up, we want to learn something about, I don't know, the Amazon rainforest. So that's what we do. And we go to, it's when we learn stuff on Google and stuff, we are picking up information about things that we want to learn about specifically. It doesn't mean that it's going to help us in, you know, in an exam or in the job specifically, but we are getting knowledge on the fly.
Right.
So the tech that we use now can be considered mentors in a way, But the way Microsoft and sort of like other analysts are saying is that in the future, we will have specific mentor programs that we can feed our like goals and ambitions into. Like just say we are in one job sector and we go in 10 years, I want to have a startup that sells X amount of things or X amount of products to X amount of target markets. This mentor will tell us how to get there.
Exactly how to get there
based on all the data sets that it has accumulated and stuff. So it's like a teacher that you have 24/7.
Is that really a teacher though?
It's like the idea of what they do in The Matrix, but without injecting the thing in the back of your head.
Yeah, without the violence.
Without the violence.
Yeah.
It's a smart idea.
Would you learn? So there's another thing. There's a YouTube TED Talk. So by someone who asks, can AI become mentors? And he breaks it down and says, yes, they can become mentors. They can teach you stuff. But at the end of the day, the only thing AI cannot do is make you believe that the AI believes in you.
Right. So hang on. So to kind of clarify things, the AI is creating your syllabus. Arguably, right?
Yes, the syllabus that you want.
That you want.
Yeah, specifically.
Tailored to you.
Yeah.
But what a mentor does is they come in and they personally talk to you and they give you guidance. You know, they have that kind of human touch, and the doctors would call it the bedside manner or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
How would they address that, though, do you think?
They can't. At the moment, they can't. So that's the only thing it's missing. There's no human element for now. Mm. I mean, we don't know. I mean, some people are addicted to their Amazon Echoes and Alexas and stuff. We've heard of cases like that where they think Echo is a companion. So if they can do that now, or like Siri is a companion, so if that can happen now, moving forward, if the AI sounds like a human being, you could end up with something like Her, the movie
Her.
Where they are so human-like that you believe that they are mentors. They could, AI could pick up ways to sort of motivate people who need that sort of motivation specifically tailored to them.
For people who are polyglots, the people who teach themselves new skills, I can imagine this would be fantastic. You know,
yeah.
You could download a specific syllabus from, for example, the App Store or whatever, and over a year or over 2 years, you're teaching yourself about, well, not you're not teaching...
Somebody has taught the AI.
So in some way, you are being taught by a group of people, perhaps. I think there's definitely a future for this.
Yeah, I think it is the future.
I think it could very well be the future. But the thing is, how it would impact the education system is something that I'd be really keen to explore. This is a story to keep in mind for something later.
Which goes back to what Antham was saying about technology and how it should be used.
With that in mind, we want to thank Antham, of course, the group CEO and founder of Ace Adventure Group, for coming on the show and giving us some discussion, some pointers, and some really very interesting points that we should pass on to people a little bit higher up than us, like people in the Ministry of Education, perhaps, who might want to have a listen. If you missed any part of this show, we have been talking about who was the most important mentor in your life and what did they teach you. We touched on the Michelangelo phenomenon of mentors and mentees. We then moved on to a story about...
Well, we talked about China banning Wikipedia.
And then asking why.
And then we finish with our future mentors could be artificially intelligent.
Yes. If you missed any part of this show, do not forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It's available via our app, which is in turn available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We are on Spotify as well. And if you're old-fashioned like some of us, head over to www.bfm.my and listen to the podcast there. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. I don't want to mangle this guy's name, but I probably will. Oscar Mayo. He's the international director for La Liga. Though it houses some of the best football teams in the world, as a business, La Liga trails behind the English Premier League and Germany's Bundesliga. The Breakfast Grill spoke to Oscar Mayo about his plans to maintain the Spanish Football League's competitiveness as well as increase its visibility in this region. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Arvind Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.